This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. An accident aboard a Russian nuclear submarine has killed more than 20 people during tests in the Pacific Ocean. 22 others have been injured. Officials say there's been no damage to the submarine's reactor and that there were no radiation leaks. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Russian Pacific Sea Fleet spokesman Igor Degala said the newly built submarine was undergoing trials in the Sea of Japan when a fire extinguishing system in two forward compartments accidentally came on. Degala said the submarine, named NERPA and identified by NATO as one of the Akula class, had not been damaged and that it had returned to port near the far east city of Vladivostok under its own power. I declare with full responsibility, Degala said, that the reactor compartment on the submarine is working normally and that radiation levels are normal. Vladimir Halyavka, head of the submarine's base, said the victims were poisoned when the submarine's fire extinguishing system pumped freon gas into the affected compartments, a method of eliminating oxygen to extinguish flames. Halyavka said the injured were hospitalized after their evacuation to Vladivostok by a Navy destroyer. There's been no word about what may have caused the submarine's fire extinguishing system to malfunction. 208 sailors and shipyard workers were aboard the vessel when the accident took place. President Dmitry Medvedev has called for an immediate investigation. Military prosecutor spokesman Vladimir Markin said a criminal case also has been opened. Markin said investigators have flown to the submarine base. The accident is the latest in a string of submarine disasters, including the sinking of the Kursk nuclear sub, whose entire crew of 118 people perished 8 years ago. Then-President Vladimir Putin was criticized for refusing foreign rescue assistance and failing to make a public statement about the incident for 4 days. Since then, the oil-rich Kremlin has said increased spending has enabled its military to modernize. But military expert Alexander Goltz says the latest submarine accident reflects the military's real state of decay.
If you read official statement, you found that it is the most modern submarine in Russian fleet. But the reality is that the building of this submarine began in 1991.
Goltz says the submarine's reactor and most other systems were activated at least 10 years ago. Since then, he says, God knows what can have happened with them. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.